All right, there is a motion to be made. Before we make a motion, I'll read this into the record, and then if we get a second, we'll vote. If we don't get a second, we won't worry about it. All right, designation of human resources administrative employee-related program system workflows. The Somerville County Commissioners Court has reviewed the following summary of current administrative practices involving employee benefits, leave programs, personnel-related workflows. To ensure clarity, consistency, confidentiality, and alignment with statutory responsibilities, the court hereby acknowledges the delineation of duties and approves the transition of the functions listed below to human resources as the appropriate administrative authority. The Commissioner Court previously took action on December 8th of 2025 to transition employee-related administrative responsibilities and associated workflow to human resources. This document is intended to formally reaffirm, clarify, implement that direction to ensure consistent processes, proper handling of confidential employee information, and alignment with statutory duties across all offices. This acknowledgement documents the court's intent and provides clear administrative guidance moving forward. The county treasurer's statutory duties relate to the custody, disbursement, reconciliation of county funds. These duties do not include verifying the accuracy of departmental billing, auditing HR-related data, or administering employee benefits or leave programs. Accuracy verification remains responsibility of the county auditor, if applicable, and the department that originates the transaction. Treasury responsibilities include reconciliation of accounts, ensuring payments are lawful and properly authorized, maintaining accurate financial records, issuing payments approved by Commissioner's Court. Liability for inaccurate billing or invoicing does not fall on the treasurer provided the payment is lawful, properly approved, and supported by documentation. Item number one, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Human Resource shall have exclusive administrative access to Blue Cross Blue Shield employee portal and shall be solely responsible for all benefit elections, dependent updates, premium changes, and monthly invoice reconciliation. The treasurer's office shall not access the Blue Cross Blue Shield portal and shall issue payment only after receiving the reconciled invoice and confirmation from HR. Number two, Texas County District Retirement System, TCDRS. Human Resources shall maintain full employer-level access to TCDRS for adding and removing employees, updating records, and running monthly contribution reports. The Treasurer's Office shall issue the monthly payment only upon receipt of TCDRS report provided by HR. Number three, Employee Navigator. Human Resource shall have exclusive administrative control of Human Navigator, Employee Navigator, including all benefit enrollments, terminations, corrections, and carrier communications. The Treasurer's Office shall not modify, update, or initiate employee benefit records and shall receive deduction reports from HR as needed for payroll processing. FMLA Administration, number four. Human Resources shall administer all FMLA processes, including eligibility, notices, tracking, and documentation. Departments shall provide attendance information directly to HR or through the timekeeping system. The Treasurer's Office shall not monitor employee absences or provide FMLA guidance to employees. Number five, unemployment. Human Resources shall receive all unemployment correspondence, maintain administrator access to the TWC portal, and respond to all unemployment claims. The Treasurer's Office shall forward any TWC mail to HR unopened and shall process payments only after receiving HR's approval. Number six, life insurance. Human Resources shall receive all carrier communications regarding supplemental life insurance, approvals, changes, and terminations. HR shall update Employee Navigator and payroll deductions accordingly. The Treasurer's Office shall not update benefit records or adjust deductions based on carrier communications. Number seven, sick pool. Human Resources shall serve as sick pool administrator, responsible for all applications, eligibility, determinations, documentation, and committee coordination. The Treasurer's Office shall not serve on the sick leave pool committee and shall not maintain internal sick pool records. The Treasurer's Office shall process approved deductions only after receiving formal notification from HR. Number eight, administration of comprehensive payroll communications and administration of human resources actions and modules with ADP. Human Resources shall act as a sole administrator and point of contact for ADP comprehensive modules and human resources functions to include implementation and planning through launch and go live. Number four, court approval. Roman numeral number four. By signing below, each member of Somerville County Commissioners Court affirms review and acknowledgement of the responsibilities and workflows described in this document, approval of the transaction of all listed functions to Human Resources as the appropriate administrative authority, Authorization for Human Resources to serve as a designated administrator of employee benefits, leave programs, related systems. Authorization for the Treasurer's Office to continue performing statutorily financial duties without responsibility for employee-level benefit or leave administration. Confirmation that this documentation reaffirms and implements prior court action on this matter. So apparently last December we didn't spell this out effectively. But now I believe it's pretty well spelled out, hopefully. So I will make the motion that we move forward with the document I just read into the record, designation of Human Resources Administrator of Employee-Related Program, System, and Workflows. I make the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Chip. Any further questions, comments, or issues? All in favor said motion. That's 5-4, 0 against. I make a motion we adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Chip. All in favor? That's 5-4, 0 against. So if you don't mind, if you voted for and agreed to, sign that and we'll get a file with Michelle and we'll be good to go.